Pat Miller Program from the Windows, Doors, and More Studio, with designers on staff to help you figure out how to remodel your kitchen and bath on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Hey, welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program. I was just talking to Heather during our news break. It's kind of amazing. We just finished talking to David Rubin from Inside Israel, and I now have six. No, Heather, now it's seven. I have seven people wanting to give me inside scoops from Inside Israel. Well, when you got David Rubin, who's been there for, it's kind of like where I'm going to go. Just like when I want to know something about Right to Life, what do? We pick up the phone. We call Mike Fichter, who, of course, is the executive director for Indiana Right to Life. Mike, it's been a while. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Pat. I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well also.
Yeah, doing well. I'm as mean as ever. So since I talked to you, I had my spine surgery in July. That's gone very well. So I'm far more rigid when it comes to talking to liberals and to people that want to kill babies. So there we go. There's a couple of things I want to cover with you. The first one is, in fact, as soon as you sent me this by texting, I think yesterday or the day before, I had just pulled up the exact same article from the South Bend Tribune. A South Bend teacher was placed on leave after an unauthorized class visit from Right to Life, Michiana. And Dave, let me just say, before people go off the deep end, you're very pro-life, I'm very pro-life, but this presentation from Michiana at Right to Life, they didn't pray in the classroom, they didn't show graphic stuff in the classroom, they didn't tell kids what they should or should not do. They just wanted to give what? Medical and scientific facts about fetal development and what an abortion procedure would actually look like. That's what they did, and now a teacher's in trouble.
Well, correct. We learned last week that this teacher had been suspended. And, you know, we also learned that the outcry that started this whole thing with the school system, we are told that it didn't come from parents. It didn't come from students. It came from the progressive left in South Bend that found out about pro-life speakers coming to this classroom. So this was some sort of progressive, you know, type of grassroots thing to try and generate heat on the school system to punish this teacher for bringing these pro-life speakers into class. So this teacher was suspended. We learned about it on Thursday. On Friday, we activated our mobile activism system. And I can tell you that over the course of the weekend, we had Congresswoman Jackie Walorski calling for the reinstatement of the teacher. We had U.S. Senator Mike Braun calling for the reinstatement. We had over 700, I can show you, we had over 700 emails generated to the superintendent of the South Bend school system calling for the reinstatement of this teacher. And guess what? Monday morning we learned the teacher has been reinstated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Well, I'm sure that part of this process undoubtedly was the voice of everyday Hoosiers just contacting the school system and saying, we want this teacher reinstated. And I'm also certain that when a congresswoman and a U.S. senator gets involved, school funding starts to rattle through the minds of those within the school system wondering how this might affect future funding. But this is a case where the voice of the citizens was raised when they found out about the suspension of this teacher. This teacher has been reinstated. There's been agreement that all of the proper protocols will be adhered to and that there will be extra measures taken to be sure that this is done correctly as it moves forward. But I think one of the big takeaways from this, Pat, other than the power of the voice of folks contacting a school system, and never underestimate that. Anything goes on in Fort Wayne, any other part of your listening area, you can still make your voice heard when you contact school systems or other types of agencies when something like this is happening. But a big takeaway on this was this was not something generated by students. It was not generated by complaints from parents of students. This was completely coming out of the progressive left in South Bend, looking at on a witch hunt, trying to take this teacher out. So, you know, succeeded in the suspension, but thankfully this teacher is going to be back in the classroom teaching kids again.
Yeah, and let's just be real candid with each other. What would have happened if none of the backlash had occurred, including backlash that would have maybe made reference to certain people that might be involved in their funding? What would have happened? I have a funny feeling this teacher would still be on paid leave, on her way to suspension, probably on her way to being let go.
Very well could be. And I would hope that the teacher also would have been on his way to contact legal advice, because, last year, and this is my understanding from just peripherally talking about how things have been going on in the school system, in the classroom. And I know this is a blanket statement and so forth, but, it's my understanding that during the COVID year, a lot of protocols, quote unquote, have just been relaxed. There's been a lot of different, things that the teachers have just had to maneuver around with all of this. So a big question that was here at the very onset of this, would the school system say that every teacher has always followed to the letter the exact protocol? Has there ever been any instance in which a teacher has not maybe followed the exact letter? And I'm not even sure if this teacher didn't follow the protocol. We're going on what the accusations were by the school system. But this school system, in my opinion, would have had to have proven that there has never been another case of a teacher inviting speakers similar to the way this one did, and that there was disciplinary action taken. Because if that teacher could have shown, hey, other teachers do the exact same thing, they didn't have disciplinary action, this was motivated, and this came down on this teacher in such a way that certainly seemed to be unfair targeting, certainly seemed to be something that was stoked up by, just the liberal element in the South Bend community. And so I certainly hope that if this had not worked out to the best, that this teacher would have contacted either Alliance Defending Freedom or some other legal entity like that, because I think there would have been a very strong case for a suit against the system.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. Let's change channels here just for a minute. We're talking to Dave Fichter, of course, who's the executive director for Indiana Right to Life. And Dave, I want you to talk about a group, the All Options Pregnancy Resource Center, who my understanding is they are suing the state of Indiana against House Bill 1577. First, Dave, what is House Bill 1577, and what is it they're trying to do by suing the state over this bill?
House Bill 1577 was a great pro-life bill. It was supported by the Indiana House, Indiana Senate. It went through with overwhelming margins. The governor signed it into law. It actually has about 8 provisions in it. But the provision that caught all of the flack in the media as this was going through was the abortion pill reversal process. And this bill simply makes it law in Indiana that if a woman is having a chemical abortion, she must be informed about the abortion pill reversal process that can be effective in saving lives if taken after the first pill is taken in a 2-pill regimen and she regrets her decision. Dr. Christina Francis, president of APLOG, Fort Wayne physician, testified in the Indiana State House about the efficacy of this process. It saved over 2,000 babies nationwide already. We just want to make sure that women in Indiana are informed. If they regret taking that first pill and they want to do something to help save their baby's life before they take the second drug, that's where APR comes into effect. And here's the great irony of this. All Options Counseling, whatever they call themselves, it's a shill for Planned Parenthood. It's something that's been tossed out there a couple of years ago as this great prototype for a new type of pro-abortion agency out there that packages it in an all-options type of sense. But here you have a group calling itself All Options that's filed a suit against the state of Indiana to deny women being informed about the option of abortion pill reversal. I mean, am I the only one who sees great irony in the fact that, here we go, All Options Counseling, they don't want women to have that option.
Yeah, they won't have all the options except this one. What's amazing with this, Dave, is, I mean, how many times have the pro-abortion crowd come to us and saying, it's a woman's choice. It's her right. She needs to do it. If she wants to take that pill and kill that baby, it's hers, okay? But now if she maybe wants to take the pill and reverse that decision, because we've all had regrets. I mean, I wish there was a pill I could take that would reverse a couple of the cars I bought, a couple of the jobs I took, So here you've got, and just imagine it for a moment. Normally, we're probably talking to young ladies aged 30 or so and younger, and they've taken the first pill, and maybe because they've taken that first pill, they're sitting there perhaps thinking about when they take that second pill, what is really getting ready to happen inside their body, and maybe they have genuine concerns, maybe they've got genuine regret. So what we're saying is, it's her body, she should be able to choose whatever she wants to do, except what? Take this, not take that second pill. pill and take this reversal instead. This is the most, it's beyond ironic. Planned Parenthood is the most hypocritical organization on the planet.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, once again, here we have the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood, I believe, is on this suit. I believe Whole Woman's Health Association, all of the abortion people in Indiana have lumped onto this suit to try and block women from receiving this information. And these are the folks that like to go out there and say they are for women, they're for women's choice, all this sort of stuff. We've heard it, you know, forever. And right. yet every time that legislation's passed to make sure that women are truly informed, these are the, this is the same crowd that, you know, fought to keep women from seeing an ultrasound of their baby, and they filed suit to keep women from being informed about adoption as an alternative. Every time something's passed, it's just a steady drumbeat. They jump right in. They file a suit. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. And you know what? They this was totally expected. I mean, we knew they were going to file suit against abortion pill reversal. I think they're going to find that their challenge is going to be short-lived in court. This is based on science that has proven to have saved over 2,000 babies nationwide. And, you know, this is just, again, the predictable lawsuit that always comes from the abortion industry every time pro-life legislation passes.
Well, Mike, thank you for always being there in the fight, even when you and I haven't had much chance to talk lately. I know you're down there fighting the fight down there for the state of Indiana. And thank you very much for sending me the article that prompted me to say I need to get you on here and talk to you about this. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're doing. You and I need to talk more in the future going forward. But for today and for all of this, thank you so much. We will make sure that everybody here gets a hold of their friends down at the State House to make sure that this House Bill 1577, they did the right thing in voting for that. The governor did the right thing in signing it. And we need to put a whole lot of pressure down there so this lawsuit would go absolutely nowhere. Dave, thank you very much for your time, sir. Mike,
thanks,
sorry.
Pat. God bless.
I'm sitting here looking at somebody else's name on my page, and Dave. Why don't? No, that's not right. Yeah. See, we don't talk
no
enough.
Problem.
Yeah, Mike. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.